Good morning. This is KFA-ENF in Harbor Springs.
W-A-E.
N-A-W-R-O. I copy, Raleigh. Good test. K-E-Y-N-U. N-A-W-R-O. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Tim. Hey, can you do me a quick favor? I programmed my new radio here. I got any tone. Can you just make sure I'm coming through correct on your end?
Yeah, sure thing. Looks good. You're on Mount Clemens. 0% loss. You're at 105, 109, which is, you know, well below the 120. And, of course, your audio is coming in fine. So, time slot 1, talk group 5-1. You're all good.
Perfect. I appreciate that, Tim. Yeah, I was a little nervous getting this reprogrammed or getting it programmed, but seems to be working good. Awesome. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Hey, anytime, Dave. I don't know if you got that on Discord, the audio from FBI this morning. I'd love to give that over to Oakland County. They should try to recruit her, I think, to have, like maybe a liaison. Not sure what dispatch center she works at, but that would be nice if we had some in our county.
Yeah, I'll have to go in and check it out here later on when I get a little bit of time to sit in front of the computer. I'll check it out.
Copy that, and I will make contact one way or the other with our interview of applicants for tonight, and I will see you at MISD later then.
All righty, sir. I will see you then, and I will be monitoring throughout the day, so if you need anything, reach out. I'm going to hop off here. So this is Key YNU, and I'll be clear on your thing.
Copy that. I'll be listening as well. N-A-W-R-O. Clear for now.
N-A-W-R-O, Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, confirming the appointment tonight.
Morning, Dave. Good. Now I don't have to get a hold of you. So 88MP, N-A-W-R-O, we will see you over at the venue 7 p.m.
Oh, roger, roger. Looking forward to it. Thank you. 88MP, clear.
Dave, did you copy direct?
I did. So we're good. So. Sounds like a plan.
N-A-W-R-O, clear.
K-Y-N-U, clear.
W-A-P-D. E-A-W-U-O, statewide 1.
Y-N-U, hey, John.
Why, hello there. I didn't expect to get you today. You must not be...
No, I'm off today. I work, so every other week it flips. So this week I'm off Tuesday.
Nice. Okay, well, very good. It's kind of nice. It's hard to keep track. I'm sure it's on the calendar, so if I pay more attention to that, then I'd probably know. But, well, very good. I'm taking the dog out real quick and letting him sniff the sniffs and water the trees and, kind of hanging out with them a little bit and then going back to grinding them a little bit. But what are you up to today?
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Just out and about, enjoying the day, just got an oil change, and I'm now off to go to Casio.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's, pretty non-eventful day today. I think we'll just probably be taking it mostly pretty easy and, doing a little bit of sniffing around the house, and we're at the, in like the Red Run, what do you call it? The woods over by my house. It's kind of goes along the Red Run River, which is like a tributary of the Clinton River, and it's kind of poking around, but then I'll be going back home and trying to do a little bit of computer stuff, but that's all about all I got on that one.
sounds like a good day. Sounds like a very productive day.
Yeah, it should be. Should be. You know, it's nice. The rest of the family is out on vacation as well, but they went north, and so they're all out of the house. So, boy, it's crazy waking up to a quiet, silent house with just me and Rocky all cuddled up, and I never want to get out of bed, and then having the whole house to yourself, and not, you know, washer and dryer is wide open, you know, it's kind of nice, but should be a pretty decent day. It's kind of cold still, 27 degrees, my truck says. The sun is nice to see. So I'm really looking forward to some warmer weather. I could really use that. I've been leaving the coat in the truck, and I regret it every morning when I have to leave to head out to the store and whatnot. But I just don't want to accept that it's still winter. I'm already in summer mode.
I'm with you on that one. But I did see a robin today, so we're getting there. We're getting there.
Nice. Okay. Well, very good. Yeah, that's cool. I haven't seen a robin, I don't think, yet today. I'm in a spot where I think I would, too. But you must have saw one of the first, so that's good to hear. It's the first confirmed sighting I've heard of, so that is very encouraging. So it should mean that spring is just around the corner. So, yeah, that'll be nice. Can't wait for some fox hunts and stuff like that. So that it's time to pull out the field gear and get back in summer mode and have these longer nights, you know, where it's still sunny until 10 o'clock at night and everybody's kind of thinking about doing things that late in the evening. And boy, I just love the summer. Hopefully we kick the daylight savings time thing down the road one of these years, and we just have longer nights all the time. But yeah, very cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, same here. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to just doing some barbecuing too. That's always a good thing. I love barbecuing, but I can barbecue in the middle of winter. So, but it's much better when it's warmer out.
Yeah, that's very true. And you can pretty much do everything all year round that you would normally do in the summer, but something about the summer, it just makes it so much better. it's going to be fun. I'm very much looking forward to that. I don't think you have really any other wish list things that you wanted for the website this week. I got today and tomorrow, really, and then I'm back to work. So I'm probably going to focus on the MI6 today, and then tomorrow we'll see where we get, but I will probably have a little bit of extra bandwidth left over, hopefully, here. So I might work on a little deployment stuff from the site, so we can make events and deployments and interact with it from there. But other than that, that's all I have for plans.
Sounds good. I appreciate your working on it and, you know, getting things done. And I said yesterday and say it, you know, again today, doing a phenomenal job on it, and appreciate all the hard work and the time you've put into it. So definitely, if you need any help with it, let me know. But I'm sure you've got it pretty much under control. So, I'm excited about it. Really, I'm. It's good. It's nice to have. It's nice to have the website done and heading in the right direction. And it's a good thing. It really is. It's exciting. It's pretty cool to show off and kind of, you know, brag about and stuff. So
yeah, it's been a fun project. I definitely had a lot of fun doing it and learned a lot, and it was neat to do. Did you want me to work on ICS 205, or should we kick the can down the road on that a little bit longer? Or that would be one thing that I think would be good to get posted if we could eventually, just so that people can set up zones in the radios and kind of know roughly where we'll be. But, you know, with all the stuff in the air, it might be a little premature. But yeah, I've been kind of ringing that bell a little bit, and then I know I saw John talked about it this morning as well. But I'm, you know, if we want to just put that on the back burner for a little bit, that's fine. I just could probably throw something together and get it out there so that people can put something in their radios. I'm sure most of the people have stuff in their radios, but just something a little bit more official.
You know, honestly, whatever you have time for. I mean, if you have extra time, or if you feel like doing something like that, that would be fine. I'm good with that. You know, whatever you have time for. I think it would be good to have. But you know, like I said, I don't want to put extra stuff on you. So,
NAWRO.
All right, I will. I'll look at that. I kind of forgot I got to do a hospital log and a Skywarn log too, but so that should give me a decent amount to keep me busy, and then I'll try to come up with a 205 as well, or crowdsource it with Tim, who I did just hear. So we'll send it to Tim. This is KE8WUO over to N8WRO.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Good morning again, Dave. And, yeah, sure, always happy to help, whatever you need as far as the data entry or grunt work, whatever. Just curious about, not high priority, but the net logging, not logging some people, if that's something you're still looking at. And then I've got the new membership packet document form that we haven't really hashed out yet, but, like, we're going to sign up some new members, a new member tonight, more than likely. And some of it, the task book, code of conduct, Skywarn info sheet, that's paper. But then the balance of the list that Dave wanted, I was thinking that we're just going to have to work to make it like a download from the website. So you don't know about this yet. So, but part of that, I think, Dave, I'll turn it over to you. It's the Macomb ARPSC repeater list. Well, I believe that's a 205, you know, just the frequencies we want. Mission statement, deployment, what it means, what to do, KBUG form, radiogram form, ICS 214 log, which, John, I want to find a one that's fillable, a really good one that's a PDF fillable for that, because Tom and I had a problem last set finding a good one. The Thursday net script, which you already have, hospital net script, which I don't know where that's at, and a NATO phonetic sheet, but just some stuff on the pipe there for the website. N8WRO over to KEYNU. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds good there, Tim. You know, whatever we can put together, just something useful for, you know, for our new members. That way they have a packet and they can kind of, you know, do whatever they need to do with it, and just kind of get them started and get them pointed in the right direction, even if, you know, just something simple like that, or, you know, add or subtract to it however way you see fit. So I just want something, because I remember what it's like to be a new person and kind of just, you know, feeling my way through this. And you know, and when I started ARPSC, it was a really, really small group, so there wasn't a whole lot, but now we're bigger, so kind of just make sure that we have something in hand for them. So maybe, you know, a contact list for us, like, you know, at least our extensions and stuff like that. And, you know, something to give them, to make it easy to get started. So over to John. Okay, Wayne.
All right. And then, Tim, on that new member packet, so there is a folder in the personnel SharePoint that if you put documents in it, in that new member folder, you'll notice, like right now, the two documents or three documents that are in there are the ones that show on the site. And the way that that's built is if you add documents to that new member packet folder, they instantly, well, within 15 minutes, they show up on the website. So it's, all you got to do is just save them to that folder, and then they'll go right to the website. But you did, you know, kind of bring up the preamble, and we could try to figure out a way so that they get a customized preamble and not just a preamble. Because if you just dump a preamble in there right now, it it wouldn't be specific to them. And you couldn't put one specific to them in there either because everybody would see it. So it has to be like when they go to download it, it fills it out before they download it, and then it's all in there. But yeah, so that, I mean, that folder is set up and ready to, you know, serve to our members as needed. But I would definitely be interested in some of that stuff that you have, like the ICS 205-ish repeater, you know, list. We'll need the simplex DMR stuff, any simplex frequencies. I'll put it in command chat so we can kind of hash it out. And then the ICS 214, I have something for that. Because when I did the net logging last time, well, I guess it's in Excel. So I have an Excel version of an ICS 214. So we could use that, or we could just turn one of those into a fillable form PDF style, which might be easier because everybody has Adobe Acrobat, but not everybody will have Excel. So, and that's pretty easy. You just, you know, open up the PDF document. As long as you have a paid version of Adobe, which I do, it can recognize the fields and fill them out, or, you know, make them fillable. So, over to NAWRO.
Yeah, copy that, John. We will have to glean some of the information, like the 205 form from the last set, and then add it to, yeah, I know we got to add some stuff to it, like the simplex DMR. Fillable PDF would be great for the 214. Tom did end up finding one. I don't know where we got it from, but or we could just create our own if you have that license. That would be very helpful for me as I'm doing the paper task books, but I'm going through each page of the paper task book to customize it for the member. And it would be nice if I could just fill the information in one time, their name, and it would populate, you know, the task books pages. So I don't think we have, or at least I don't have access to a Word version of the D2 task book. But then maybe when it comes around to you, John, do we need one? As long as we have that PDF, we could make that a fillable PDF. Over to Dave.
Yeah, that sounds good. If not, I might be able to reach out to John and see if we can get a copy of it that's either converted over to PDF or something that would fillable and just, you know, easy to just have and print off. But all right, guys, I'm going to hop off here. I'm at destination. If you guys need anything, reach me on my phone. And hopefully you guys both have a good day today. I'm going to hop off here, and we'll talk here later on. 73 Steeples. This is K8YNU, and I'll be clear on your fight.
All right, Dave, you have a good day. Don't work too hard on your day off, and hopefully you get all your shopping done, and all is well. And then on the fillable form, I'm going to make it quick so you can send Dave off. But I do have a PTV already set up with a fillable form, and I think I could make it so that it fills out their name when they download it, too. But over to Tim, K-E-A-W-U-O.
All right, Dave, have a good one, and I will see you tonight in MISD for a little meeting there. And appreciate your help on all this. And John, yeah, that'd be great. Let me send you over a copy of the last task book I did, just so you can see. It's the name, date, call sign. And I go pretty far into it. I put a name underneath the signature lines and stuff like that. But it would be nice if we could just have a program so, you know, you put in a 1 and it populates all the way to level 3 rather than me going to every page and doing it. I don't mind doing that courtesy and printing them out in some decent paper for the members, but it would be nicer if I didn't have to do each page.
Yeah, I agree. Was there a breaking station in there? Breaking station, go ahead.
It was Wally. I was just checking my channel, busy color code, busy thing. I didn't mean to hit you. You just gapped at the right time. I'm just listening. Go ahead, guys. WD.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, no worries, Wally. Good to hear you. Well, I hope it's working. but yeah, I think... yeah, you know, that's one of my, you know, pet peeves is having to fill out your name, you know, the same name in all these different fields. And so what I did when I made this D2 PTB is I made it a fillable form, and then I named every, you know, fillable area so that I could reference it with code so that, you know, I could say, you know, all of these fields should equal and then the person's name, and all of these fields should equal and then, like, the date. It gets a little weird because, you know, I want to make the date across all of it, but you might not be doing level 1, level 2, and level 3 all on the same date. So there's a little bit of, you know, should I do this or should I not do it, you know, and but it's pretty simple, you know. I'll just look through it and make a judgment call. The only hiccup I ran into was the signature page, and I think you and I have talked about this already on the very end, because I wanted to make that another PDF that we could send out and have everybody sign off on. But those signatures are, they're not friendly to editing and changing, and I want to get rid of them. I don't want to keep them, but they're hard to get rid of and then keep the lines and all of that. So I was going to have to recreate that last page, and that's a little bit cumbersome, but I'll do it. It's just one page, and I'll make it in, like, Word or Excel and then PDF it back out and get it working so that it's clean. I do like a overlay of it so that it's exactly the same, you know. I like kind of screenshot the page and then I stretch it to be the right size, and then I recreate the document underneath it with the picture kind of translucent, and that makes it so that I can get like a perfect copy of it. But there's other ways to do it that might be easier, but that's what I've done in the past, and it seems to work. But for just one page, that might be fine. But, all right. Back to Tim, K-E-A-W-U-O.
All right. Regarding to that last topic there, John, I don't know, you forgot. We did have a conversation on that. The current task book, the blank task book that's currently on the website in that folder, which, by the way, thank you for that. I didn't realize that I could add stuff to it and it would appear on the page. That'll be great. That one omits the last two pages. I strongly believe those last two pages aren't meant for general distribution. That was just an internal admin thing to say this is the, you know, who signed off on it. Our people don't really need to see that. It doesn't matter. And that saves you a whole heck of a lot of work. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. The only reason why I was thinking about recreating it was because there were subtle, small little things changed. And technically, it could be considered a new rev, and so I don't know. I'm happy to omit it and send it as is and, you know, be done with it. I've had that task assigned to me since, like, you know, day one of Teams, and it's just kind of sitting there, and it just, you know, it's just something I don't really want to do. So, by all means, I'm fine to come off of it. But there's a URL, I think on level 1, and it's different on level 2. and it's wrong. And so I fixed it, and so that it goes to the place that it's supposed to go. And so that's kind of why I thought, like, hey, you know, I guess I did kind of change this, so maybe I should rev it and, you know, make it available for everybody to sign again and send it back out. And I think there was other small little, like, really small changes, but that's the only one I can think of. If you look through there, you'll see a couple of URLs. One of them was right, and the other one is not. But that's all I got. K-E-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, there's definitely some in there. And it's up to Dave and the others in D2, but it might be due for a refresh. I don't know if that's something they want to do this year, but there's a few items in there. And the other one was, you mentioned it last night, I think, ICS versus IS. You know, it's kind of subtle things, but nevertheless, we'd like to get them right. I think that was the 700 and 800 is IS, not ICS, you know, and it's minor, but nevertheless, we'd like to get it right. So I'm sending you the latest members' task book on Discord now. And again, it's the name, call sign, date, and that would be the date they join, the date that timestamps, the system timestamps them in. And then, you know, we do need tonight, one of our members should be getting his level one, and they're going to sign off. And so the member will sign off, and Dave will sign off, and Mike will probably sign off on a couple of last tasks that are done. And for now, it's still a paper process. And then I did image it already because I have it in my possession now, so I will upload that to the appropriate file. That might be actually the first task book that we did there. So, but it's coming together, John. I really appreciate everything you've done, and I really like being on this side of it and using it. So back over to you.
Well, very good. I'm glad I'm glad finding it usable and whatnot. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, automating and a little bit of streamlining tends to, you know, kind of improve the quality of life and, you know, and make the process just a little bit more manageable. And that's kind of what, you know, someone once told me, and I don't know where I heard it, but they said that lazy people make good programmers. And, you know, I hate to call myself lazy, but, like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, what we're talking about is, like, I don't want to sign this guy's name 5 different times on the same PDF. If I could just do it once, boy, that would be nice. And when you can do that across 50 documents and 20 procedures, you know, your workload has just become, you know, significantly easier. So that's all I ever aim to do, is just try to give us the bandwidth that we need to focus on things that actually matter and not, like, this mundane, you know, naming across a bunch of pages and never trying to take over someone's job, but just make their job easier so that it's not so mindless. But, all right, well, I'm going to keep playing with the little doggo here. I am expecting a phone call from the vet. But they've yet to call. They might not call back till tomorrow. But I'm gonna play with the little man a little bit, and then head back to the orifice and get some things done.
All right, John. Greatly appreciate the QSO. Give Rocky a pat on the head for me. And we definitely wish him well. NAWRO. I will be clear, but listening out.
All righty, well.
So N2PWM, wonder if you could do me a quick favor and do a slide to statewide 2. I just programmed it into my radio and wanted to make sure that it's working.
2PWN, N2PWN, this is NAWRO Richmond. Yeah, copy that. I will QSY 5-2 briefly, just to test.
N2PWN, monitored.
N2PWN, N2PWN. This is NAWRO.
NAWRO, N2PWN.
Yeah, so my comment regarding to, you know, it's coming up, that would only be for the key station. The key station, one station per county, handles MICON duties, and Central Michigan is one of the options, and that's event one. So, you know, your county over there, so you'd be Oakland County. One of your guys would be the MICON operator, the key station for Oakland County, and they would check in, and one option is the event one channel. The only problem is when they activate the event one, that makes statewide one, you know, not usable. So they ask that we stay off of that, if that makes sense to you. It is not your normal standard Skywarn net channel, though. This is only the key station for the county.
Okay, got it. So, yeah, doing that with disconnect at statewide one, I'm going to try a repeater. And that is kind of like the boss of the bosses for Skywarn.
Yeah, correct. So, like your county, they'll have their normal Skywarn net for the whole group, and everyone checks in there. But then he probably is going to have a secondary unit that checks in with White Lake, with the Weather Service, as a MICON net. And, you know, information can go both ways on that. They can, you know, if there is some activity, you know, if your net condition goes red, they'll, you know, they'll relay that to the weather people over there in White Lake. And I'm oversimplifying this, but that's generally it. And, you know, look, I don't know if it's wrong of me to look forward to Skywarn season, but I'm looking forward to it. Back over to you.
Okay. You know, friends have had good to get the practice and the reps, but bad to have to read something for it. Catch there. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Well, I appreciate you taking the time with me, and I will let you get back to it. So, 73. yeah, thank you so much.
Glad to help out anytime. N2PWN from NAWRO. I'll be clear as well. Have a good one.
WVIJ Waterford, Michigan. WVIJ Waterford, Michigan.
WVIJ, this is NAWRO Richmond. How are you doing today?
All right, nice to meet you, Tim, and thanks for coming back to me. Doing pretty good, just checking out the radio here, and I saw you guys talking, and you were not in my database on this radio, so I had to add it. It's a Motorola XPR5550, so I did that manually, and then I was going to have the software read it. It's an older radio, and they don't make any more. The software I got from Motorola is free now, because they don't keep up with the older radios for Windows. So I was just writing and reading the radio, reading and writing the radio. And I discovered two more people I didn't have in the database, but I put them in, and then I'm not gonna do anything with it right now to the computer. So hey, how's the audio of this this radio? I'm about 5 inches from the microphone. Go ahead.
NAWR, yeah, very good. Very good audio. I'm sure you probably got the dashboard open too, but good numbers. Of course, you got a Motorola. So yeah, look at that, 78. RSSI, where you at? No, you're Novi as well. Okay. No complaints on the signal. You know, I don't have auto leveling on. I got a Connect Systems. So the Connect Systems is almost a copy of a Motorola. You know, just I guess you call it a cheaper version. But it does a good job, but I don't have auto leveling on. So if I were to critique it, it might be just a little hot, but I don't even really want to go there. Back over to you.
Yeah, okay. Your audio sounds really good. I'm located in Waterford. I'm a little bit, northeast of, I think, the repeater, where it's located. But I appreciate the info. It's been a pretty good radio. I've never had this thing in a mobile at the base at my house, so I wanted to came across a newer software on Motorola, and I think it works a little bit better. The other one was sluggish for some reason. I don't know if it had something to do with the older version of maybe Windows. I'm running 11 Pro, and it seems like it's responding. The only thing I say that the software does not have is it does not have Bluetooth capability because this radio is, readable or programmable by Bluetooth or cable. So now I have to hook up the cable, but I guess that's the way it is. I do have an older copy of a version of the software, but I have to have probably a computer with Windows 10 on it, and I don't have that. I don't plan on rolling back, and I don't plan on doing that. So back to you, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to help. I'm just going to get up to the bank here before I forget again, because I always close too early. You know how that is. Yeah, you're talking Motorola's. We got a lot of guys in our group here in Macomb that you probably heard. They are definitely what I would call Motorola aficionados. In fact, one of the guys, it's an analog. It's a VHF, but I got a XPL 1500 that I do for P25 that he's loaning me. And then we do have Renesse on VHF analog, and I click over to the VHF side, and it's connected to the house antenna here, and it does a great job. Of course, this is an old one, and it is a boat. I mean, if you were to have to mount this in a vehicle, oof. But, yeah, anyways, nice talking, but I probably should jump out and get my chores done outside and maybe get a little late lunch in. But always a pleasure, and if you hear us out, feel free to jump in our conversations. NAWRO, I'll be listening out after you.
Yeah, I was waiting for the repeater to drop here, just in case somebody wanted to say something. Yeah, fine business, Tim. Thanks for taking the time to chat. And I can hear you guys, and I don't like interrupting, especially in a conversation. And then I think between that time I was programming it, and then you guys were gone, but I thought I'd throw my call out there. Thanks again for coming back to me, and have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the weather while it lasts. Probably gonna get some more snow here. I decided to get the vehicle on the crud off of it. I really didn't care because I have one of those paid subscriptions, and I said, well, if it's dirty, I'll take it back and get it washed off. But it needed it, so at least it'll be clean for a day. NAWRO from WAVIJ, Waterford, Michigan, where there's lots of lakes, ponds, a river, and streams. 7-3.
NAVIJ from NAWRO. You have a good one as well. I'll be clear.
Yeah, the call is Whiskey 8, not N8. So 7-3, WAVIJ.
Congrats. My old eyes misread that off the screen. I copy. I'll be clear. NAWRO.
7-3, WAVIJ. GMB.
W-8-V-O-X, W-8-V-O-X, W-W-2-M-I.
W-W-2-M-I, W-8-V-O-X, hey, Nell. W-W-2-M-I, W-8-V-O-X. W-W-2-M-I, W-8-V-O-X. WW2MI, W8VOX.
Hey, John, nice seeing you out here. I just figured I was sitting at my computer
and I saw your call sign flash up. I thought, I got to contact him, long time no hear. How's everything going?
Are you copying me on my mobile? Am I coming in now?
Yeah, I'm having some problems with my mobile, Val, but I'm doing great. Moved up to Macomb Township and still working down in Clawson.
Well, it's nice to hear you and get your mobile worked out. I'll let you go. I just wanted to touch base and say hi, and we miss you. So take it easy in 73, WW2MI.
73, Val, say hi to Roberta for me, and I'll see what's wrong with my mobile. I can hear. It's receiving fine. I just can't transmit with it. So I'll talk to you later. W8VOX.
Okay, sounds good. 73, WW2MI, I'll be monitoring.
K-E-8-W-U-O, testing.
K-E-8-W-U-O. This is KF8-DPZ. Catch you loud and clear, John. Seems like whatever it is you are testing out is working.
Well, I copied his message as well, Cliff, an 8WRO here. Hopefully he received us.
So too, because not getting a response back from him can be concerning.
8WUO, I am trying on a different radio. So, not exactly sure why it's not transmitting. I copy that, John. That last was country 121 in the RSSI. So, don't know about the other radio, but we heard you.
We copied you. Go through and double-check your settings, and strangely enough, one of the things you might want to look for, make sure that thing doesn't have its talker alias turned on.
Yeah, for some reason, it seems like the push-to-talk isn't working on the other radio. Because it's receiving fine, but when I try to push to talk, it doesn't look like it's working. So this radio is retired security EMR or something, so it's a little sad. So it might be what the problem is. The one I'm using now is the normal one, but when I try the other, it's not working.
Hey, copy that information there, John. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Hopefully it's nothing expensive. N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Cliff.
It's like in everything that Tim just said. And at least nothing else you've got a toy to play with.
Yeah, it's strange. It seems like this other radio is, even though the push-to-talk isn't working, it seems like it's receiving better than my radio. So that's curious. Yeah, I got a bucket of these from Anthony K-E-8-R-U-H, so I'm going to have to dig through them and try to find some that might work.
Copy that. Sounds like a fun project, so I'm going to step out here, guys. N-8-W-R-O, I'll be listening out. Clear.
Get all that too, John. How many of those radios did you get, and what model are they?
They are XPR7550Es. And I think they're in, like, really bad shape. It sort of looks like they might have got dragged across a parking lot at some point. I think they were, like, security or something, and they were definitely used heavily. And they also don't seem to have the wideband entitlement, so I wasn't able to put any analog stuff in that required 25 kilohertz of bandwidth. I probably could get the entitlement. I'm sure it's pretty cheap, but I just wanted to focus on DMR first before, and then seeing if it works before I went too far.
So yeah, blame me for that. One thing I can tell you about those XPR handhelds, I retired from Stellantis, and we use them all over the place. And believe you me, those things get abused. They get drop kicked. They get run over by high lows. All kinds of things happen to those radios. And unless they actually crack inside or something like that, they continue to function. They're actually pretty durable. I'm impressed by them as far as that goes.
Yeah, it seems like it worked great other than I tried a couple of, now that I have a code plug made for these radios.
Sounds like a plan. I'm going to be here still for probably a couple more hours, and I always have the radio on when I'm home. So, you call out a test. Hopefully I catch it on the radio, and I can let you know how the thing is doing or not. And with that, I'm going to let you go play. This is KFA-DPZ, 73 is to you, and clear monitoring after your final.
All right, sounds good. 15 basement, so,
KE8-FCR, statewide 1, mobile.
KE8-WUO, statewide 1.
Good day.
Affirmative, it is. So I am impressed that it's working. However, it restarts constantly.
That sounds like a bad battery connection.
Yeah, you're probably right. I just pushed on the battery and it did move up a little bit. So far, it seems like this one might work. It's missing the whole push to talk side button, but I can put the skin on it if this will work. And then he should have at least one working radio. The other one has a bad screen, so it might work, but I can't figure out how to navigate dependably to the right area to try it, so I don't know when I start it up what it's, what navigation to do to get to this zone and this specific channel and then try it. So I might be able to figure it out, but we could probably just get a screen for it, and then maybe it will work.
Yeah, it still sounds to me like you've got enough parts to cobble together two good radios anyways.
Yeah, it's possible. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's possible we might be able to get at least, I think we can get at least one working, and then we might have to order a screen to get the other one working, and then we might be able to figure out what's going on with the push-to-talk on the other one. So, they're depending on how much time, and love we want to put on these, there is some things we could do. I'll try to get one working for him for now, and then if he wants to order the other parts, we can go from there. But it seems like this one's working, so that's cool.
Yeah, it is, and it's definitely worth trying to fix the other ones. I was looking them up, and even though they were discoed 2.5 years ago, they're still selling brand new for right around the $800 mark. So, yeah, if you can salvage those, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think there may be, a way and a method to do it. So I have to get these things a little bit more dialed in and to a point where I can get one, because I've had these for like 2 months or probably longer, and so I feel bad. So I want to give him something so he can use it, and then we can get the replacement parts for the other couple of radios and piece to cobble together a couple of decent DMR radios that he can flip for a decent price, hopefully. So it'll be nice to get him off my desk, because I think there's like 5 of them, and he's got some VHF ones in the bucket too. So, but I haven't gotten around to those yet. But they're less useful on our stuff anyway, or on the state stuff rather. But cool. I'm glad to hear that it's working, and that we might have something to use here. So very cool.
Yeah, it is. It sounds fine. It's not cutting out any anymore since you pushed the battery, right? That's probably a weak battery clip or clip 10. So that's one of them about those too. If you didn't get them snapped in all the way, it would give you issues.
So yeah, it's good. We got one working one, hopefully a few more. And those VHF ones, if we like one VHF digital simplex, guess what? You got a couple of radios that you can program.
Yeah, those VHFs seem to be in much better shape. They're a different brand. They're not the same 7550Es. Those are something else. I forget what they are. But, yeah, those look pretty promising, and they would be nice for a DMR simplex to some degree, you know, provided there's other people that can monitor it. Most of us Motorola guys, you know, I really wanted a dual band with Motorola, but they just don't sell it, you know. So, for all the DM32s and a lot of the other DMR radios out there, they're dual bands, so you should be able to get a couple people out there. And the VHF does seem to do a little better simplex for longer distance, so that might be something worth looking into, at least to have as an option. So, KE8WUO.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I was thinking of. UHF is better in the city and stuff like that because it does better penetration, whether you're digital or not. And the same thing is true of VHF. When you get out to where you have fewer obstacles, VHF has better range. So, you know, every tool we can get in the toolbox is an improvement, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, any tools that we can use, you know, the more tools in the drawer and whatever, you know, the better. So it's very cool. It's weird. My other radio is not receiving this at all. It occasionally will break in, but it might just be because it's too close in the transmitting, you know, one transmitting off so close to that frequency, it's like, I guess, effectively jamming, but I'm not sure. Not sure why it wouldn't be receiving. Okay, I put it an arm's length away and it started receiving, but weird. Yeah, I don't know. But all right, well, I'll stop blabbing. I'm going to go downstairs and change the skins on this to make it look nice and pretty, and then we'll go from there. So thank you for the quick QSO and test of this radio. I appreciate that. I will be clear, but monitoring 73's KE8WUO after yours.
Hey, only too happy to help. Any way I can help out, I will. With that, let's go back to playing with your toy. 73's to you as well. It's KFA-TPZ, clear and monitoring.
KFA-ENS.
NA GMP testing.
NA GMP. This is KFA-TPZ. I read you loud and clear. Sounds like everything is working just fine for you now.
I appreciate your help, sir. And yeah, I'm standing in my house way with an HD standing near the window. And I'm pretty shocked it's doing as well as it is. But yeah, as soon as I figure out how to do it through a hotspot, I'll be all set. But it's nice knowing this part works anyway. Go ahead.
Glad I was able to help you out with that and get you out of that little hole you were in.
Still got a few bugs down here now, but I'm on my way to the office. Well, hey, 73s, and again, thanks for any GMP clear.
All right, most welcome, sir. 73s to you as well. KFA-DPZ, clear monitoring.
KFA-DPZ, any GMP.
80.
Any VDZ mobile.
GD plays.
What's up?
Same old, I just got here. Are you here yet?
Me and YNU you confused, but I'll say hello.
I sounded like Wally. Who am I talking to here? Not readable. Say it again.
No, bet I'm readable now.
Oh, there we go.
I said, take a look at your screen, just for the heck of it, while I'm talking here, 1, 2, 3. See if it shows my name and my great call sign. If not, I might have to update your radio.
I didn't look fast enough. Try again.
Wally 8, Victor Delta.
Yep, it's Wally. Yep, it says you and it says your call sign. Yep, yep, yep. I thought I heard K, Y, and U call in. Did you call in?
No, he threw his call out, and then I was going to answer him, and then you answered me. So that's how that all transpired. So I'm going to hand it to Dave.
Yeah. how you guys doing?
Doing good, Dave, doing good. Now I get it. Now I understand what's going on. I thought, I could have swore I heard Y and U. Are you here, Dave? Pass it to Wally, and then when it gets back to you, you can let me know. Go, Wally.
Oh, I was waiting for Dave to answer. Did Dave answer? I thought you said I might have missed it. Are you there yet, Dave? And guess what I did today? I signed up for a gym membership. I'm going to get so in shape. I'm going to be the physical fitness model of the ARPSC.
All right. All right. No, not yet there, Mike. I'm working on head there now, so should be there. Should be like 20 minutes or so.
Copy that. I'm not sure you said in the commentary, but I'm not sure where you want to be. Just looking around and I'm not seeing any place that looks really convenient. Go ahead, Mr. Fitness Guru.
Well, I wasn't going there. I just bought the membership. I thought that's all you had to do. Dave?
Yeah, we had, I had a gym membership, and had a lot of time to get to it. So I ended up getting into a carnivore diet and sort of losing weight that way. Like, wherever there's an open table, just plop a spot, we'll figure it out.
All right, easy peasy. I just didn't know if you had something in mind and I didn't want to go changing the world and have you go, what are you doing? So, all good. And, Wally, that's the kind of plan. You pay the membership and then hope it works, and you do other things. I like that plan. It hasn't ever seemed to work, though. Wally?
He just wanted the T-shirt. I missed who that was, but I'll take the T-shirt. Go ahead, T-shirt. W8RCY just about fell off the couch when I heard you say you joined the membership. Looking for a soccer mom, Dave.
Something wrong with joining up the T-shirt, you know. That's why I joined up my job, because I like the T-shirts.
Yeah, and that is a good point, too. I like T-shirts, so any free T-shirts is usually a good T-shirt. Over to you, Wally.
Yeah, I was checking something out with Dave's radio. I wanted to see, just a second. I'm going to hand it to Mike while I'm checking something out here. I'm looking at his code book.
Did I do something wrong?
No, but I was going to see if Mike had the same channel. I wanted to try out channel 22 on yours, but I want to make sure Mike has the same channel, so give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I don't know that I have a 22. I don't remember having a 22, but I was just going to leave it here and wait for him to come back. I don't know where we at. I would be passing it to Wally, but he's looking at something, I think. So whoever was that for Wally, go.
I'm interested to see what this test is here. Is this simplex test?
You're in your mobile, though, right? You got an outside antenna?
Yeah, I don't have that... I don't have that programmed into this one quite yet, so.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. I'll let you guys back at it. You guys be good. Don't work too hard. I'll chat with you all later. W8,
Good there, Wally. Have a good one. We'll see you later.
Blake, you ready for the interview there?
Absolutely, yeah. And I sent you a text, I think. I was driving, and I didn't check to make sure it went through, but I do have, we talked about, you know, the questions that we're going to ask on the orientation, and we made some changes to it. I didn't send that to you, I realized today, but I do have three copies of that with me so that we all, you know, we all have a copy of it. And you can ask away and get to know this guy. Looking forward to it. Over.
Hey, Whitey. Yeah, looking forward to that as well. I'm excited to get this going. It's going to be a good thing we're implementing. Hopefully it helps out. I've got a couple. Good thing to welcome people, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, make them feel a little more comfortable, answer any questions they may have, clear any, you know, misconceptions they may have, and allow us to get to know a little bit of strengths and weaknesses, you know, before we even start doing stuff so that we can know where to go with them and help to make them stronger and help to make us stronger. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, for sure. I think Tim should have things printed out as well. I ended up printing his application out, so I've got that all printed out. Plan to take notes and stuff like that, so should be good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I just opened my case and the application didn't make it in, so I didn't have one, and I was just kicking myself while you said that, so I'm glad you got it. Yay!
Yeah, and I think, I'm pretty sure Tim will have one, too, because he's pretty resourceful when it comes to stuff like that as well.
True. How true.
Be driving cop look like car because people keep slowing down in front of us like seven.
Yeah, I had one of those too. This guy was making me crazy. And then when I got on M53, you know, when it changed from M53 Street Van Dyke to M53 Expressway, he's doing 40 in the left lane. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't understand people. It's like this. Just go to the speed limit. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking you to speed. I'm not asking you to do anything crazy. I'm just asking, just go to the speed limit.
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, if I want to speed, I'll find a way around you. That's on me. But, I just don't understand, especially on the expressway. You know, that's unsafe to be going that slow. Someone comes up behind me, doesn't realize I'm doing 40 in a 70, and I get rear-ended. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's kind of scary driving these days. I don't know. I keep telling my kids, I'm like, I don't know if you really want to drive. It's not as fun as it looks sometimes.
Yeah, it's good and it's bad. Hey, Tim just showed up.
Good stuff. I'm almost there. I'm maybe about 15 minutes out, so I'll let you go out there, Blake, but I'll be there shortly.
We'll see you when you get here. NAVDZ, standing by.
Sounds good. Hey, why did you?
K-E-8-Y-N-U from N-8-W-R-O, statewide one. And negative copy, N-8-W-R-O, clear call.
K-E-8-F-G-W, monitoring, statewide one.